The Cup Final is off to Boston for a Game 7 Wednesday night, which means the panel is flying from St. Louis through Chicago, yeah.
Ray,
waiting in Chicago
Ray
for a while.
Is so pumped.
And then making its way to Boston. Here's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst. What was your travel like today?
It was awesome. We had a great day. Really fun. And
have you had
You know, like when you get like people are like, oh, I'd do anything for your job. I get it. We got an awesome job. But today was the south end of a northbound horse. It was so we got up at like where were we up at 5 o'clock in St. Louis to get to the airport. To get on the flight. So we got a little short hop to Chicago, 2.5 hour delay, which kind of sucks, but whatever. Then we got a delay and they're like, they keep sending you those text messages. It's another 15 minutes. And if you've traveled a lot, as soon as you get two of them, you know, you're screwed because they're just making it up as they go along.
Exactly. They just push it.
They're just, so we're pushed along. And then finally they come on and they're like, yeah, there's a broken seat. And we can't fly with a broken seat, so we got to fix it, maintenance. So this was another 45 minutes. Now we're like, so we get out of line. We're like, this is dumb. We're just, so we stay there for another 90 minutes. We're sitting down, and we finally get boarded onto the plane. The pilot comes on. He's like, yeah, okay, so here was the problem. A couple of people got sick on the flight in from Calgary, and there was a rather large mess on the plane. And the more they cleaned it up, the more toxic the smell got on the plane. Now, I don't know what happened on there. I'm not real sure how the cleaning fluids made the puke more toxic, but they wouldn't let us on the plane.
Wow.
So you could just see people all around going, ooh, like they were going to gag.
Yeah.
So we just got here. We were supposed to be here like 2 hours ago. And so anyways, we'll go find a place for dinner and watch the basketball
game. You made it, buddy. You made it.
How was your reaction after Brandon Carlo scored that second goal?
You know when you look at something and it's like a slow motion picture and you're like, oh, that really did happen. Because you know, like, they're not getting two the way it was last night.
No.
You're like, oh. And so I walked over to Steve Levy from ESPN who was sitting about two chairs over and I said, where do you want to go for dinner tomorrow night? He's like, exactly. This thing is over.
That was a bad goal, man. Binnington had to have
it. And it did.
Awful goal.
You love the Vesa Toskal. I think you called him Vesa Binnington.
That's right.
That's your go-to.
Yeah.
Vesa
Binnington.
When a goalie allows, like, it did, like, apparently, like, I was talking to Mike Kelly today who did a little breakdown of...
Don't give me the Viz garbage.
No, no,
Mike,
no. We
it all
changed
saw
direction
it.
At
doesn't matter. You
got to
stop it.
Absolutely.
Cup final game
terrible
six.
Goal.
You can't give that goal up.
It was a terrible goal. But I was just, like, from a... analytical standpoint, apparently they've got a expected goal or expected save that was 0.6. So
you're full analytics guy.
No,
you are.
I'm not.
The calculator said maybe they should have stopped.
No, the point
that
is 99.4%. He should have stopped.
No,
that's it. It was a terrible goal.
I would say 100% of the time he should have stopped that.
It changed directions on him, poor guy. But
Everybody, you know, looks at the game and, you know, and that, and it's a crappy goal and he's got to stop it. But St. Louis now, since I believe 1967-68, has the worst power play in the finals of all, since that time.
Yeah.
They're 1 for 18. They were 0 for 4 last night. And change it up. Change the record. Do something different. Put some other guys out there. I don't know what it is, but they can't score. And it cost them, I mean, they had plenty of opportunity last night, and I thought there were stretches of the game where they were the better team. Doesn't matter. I mean, you get zero, and I think they should be able to punch in once in a while, but I don't know, maybe they get one in game seven and that becomes a difference, but it seems unlikely to me that somebody's going to win three times on the road in the final. You know, it kind of feels like that was their chance. I mean, these guys are so even, both teams, but I just kind of felt like, man, you're not going to win three times on the road in one series, are you?
Won't be easy.
No.
You know, Boston will clearly be a favorite, and you look at Tuukka Rask, you know, his numbers in closeout games.
God, he was good, man.
Fantastic. I thought he had that O'Reilly goal, clearly. I think the whole building did.
Yeah.
Unbelievable post-to-post stop. It just barely got over the line. Like, that's the only way you could beat him last night. by like a millimeter over the line on review.
He was unreal.
Is the only way you're going to beat him. That's got to be terrifying for them. And, you know, I got to give it up to Zdeno Chara. What he's accomplishing now is just simply a legendary feat. 42, broken jaw, 22 minutes last night.
Well, Bob mentioned on the hit last night, he's like, you know, we didn't even talk about Chara today. His jaw's still broken.
Right.
And he played 22 minutes, and he took a pop in the chops there from Sanford. That probably didn't feel very good. But he still plugs away and does his thing. And there are times he looks slow, and there's times he looks 42. And then the rest of the time, you're like, man, he's out there again. McAvoy was great last night. One thing I got, like, I love the unheralded story in the playoffs. Like, I've always been a sucker for that. And because you get in the playoffs, you only got the players you got. You can't make a trade. There's no one else. And Boston's, you know, run their way through a right wing on their second line. They got nobody else. And so they put that Carson Coleman in last night, and he scores. He hasn't played since April the 30th. Like, he's been practicing since the 30th of April. And he comes into a Stanley Cup final game and scores. And that line was really good for them, too. So, I don't know. It seems whenever these coaches make an adjustment, it seems to be the right one. Both of them have done it through this series. And Boston got the hit last night. And, you know, maybe there'll be some unheralded guy in Game 7 that does something like like Max Talbot did a whole bunch of years ago when he got both goals in Game 7.
That's the one thing, and looking at it, you know, Coleman comes in. There has been adjustments by both coaches. Now, Craig Berube's been forced to...
Ballsy's sitting back his two games in a row.
Well, yeah, and Coleman comes in, but, you know, even on the other side, because of injury and suspension, Berube's had to move some players around. There's been some slight adjustments. And Ray, you pointed it out. Like, I was shocked last night with St. Louis's power play with Tarasenko not on his one-timer side. He's over on his strong, kind of where Matthews is on that power play.
Yeah. But the thing is, Jamie and Ray, he's been doing that all year and scored a lot of big goals.
Yeah. But obviously Boston has adjusted to it. So to me, they've got to adjust too. Like, that's the one thing. They're taking away that lane. So I saw in the fourth power play, they shifted him over to his one-timer side. And he at least got a shot off with some traffic. But, you know, that power play's got to be a difference, man.
He doesn't like to one-time at Noodles.
Yeah, I know.
And it's same as Matthews, right? That's one of the reasons, I guess, they have him over on the other side. And but at some point, you've got the same five guys out there. Move them around a little bit. Maybe put Tarasenko in the middle for part of the power play, get him out, move him around position to position. He's your best shooter. See if you can get him the puck to deliver it a little more. It seems late now that you're going to come out in Game 7 with a completely different alignment, right? It seems like, you know, you got to go with what you've got now. But even if they change something up, I mean, it can't be worse. I mean, 0-for-0-for-0-for is the only power play goal they got was in that 7-2 game. It was right at the end. Like, it didn't even matter that it went in. So it's been something that's hurt them, and maybe if they get two power play goals in the series, the thing's over already.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, we were talking about the Raptor game tonight, where the Larry O'Brien Trophy will be in the house, and the idea of a pregame speech came up on the show, and who would be the one to maybe give that out? We know Kawhi Leonard won't be that guy tonight, just not in his DNA. Danny Green knows a guy that probably can. He's won a title before. He's got championship pedigree. But we threw out the idea of just a plug who never even touches the court coming out with a Will Ferrell-type, you know, pump-up speech from old school. Have you ever been in a circumstance like that in a room where some guy starts popping off and you're like, I don't even know your first name, let alone why you're the one trying to hype us up here?
No, but I'm just making a mental picture of some guys that are in and out of the lineup coming in and taking the floor before warm-up and coming up with some grand speech. I think the speech would have to be something along, look, guys, I know I never play, but I'll never get here again. So, like, could we win? Like, just so, like, I could get my name on the trophy?
Yeah.
So Jeremy Lin is going to speak tonight.
I like that. Like, understanding, guys, if I'm on the court, we're either up by 30 or down by 30 tonight. But that would be great if we were up by 30 and I got a chance to win. I'm not going to give you any speeches in terms of what I want you to do because you're going to laugh at me here. But
well, Ray, what about this concept? Being traded halfway through the year, like what if you were the guy going the other way? You might have been a part of something and they offered you a ring. Would you accept it?
No.
Thank you. Would you deserve it?
No, got nothing to do with it.
This guy here, this idiot to my again,
putting words in
this
my mouth.
This idiot here
day.
Is saying Jonas Valanciunas is going to get a
he's
ring.
He's going to. That's a fact. Like it's not.
No,
me
he's not
make,
going to get a ring
if they win.
Let's if just, they win, yeah,
if exactly. the Raptors win tonight, he's saying Jonas Valanciunas is getting a ring.
That's right.
Why would he get a ring?
No kidding.
Listen, man, I hate to break it to you. I'm not Larry Tannenbaum. Like I don't make the call on this. I'm just telling you what has been reported. Yes. Is that the guys who played 40-plus games for the team, they get rings in the NBA. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a fact, and it's impossible for you to understand.
Don't they realize if you're not there at the end, you leaving helped them become a champion?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right.
The fact that you didn't play for the team right. helped them win.
Yeah.
Like...
It's a good point. I mean, I can't fight that logic. That makes a lot of sense. But
besides... Okay, I got a question here.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Larry O'Brien trophy. What is the worst-looking trophy in pro sports? Is it that one, which is the basketball hanging on the side of a garbage can? Or is it the NFL one that looks like a kid designed it with all the flags? Or, no, that's baseball.
That's the World Series. I think the World Series is the worst one. It looks so cheap. It looks like you'd break it if you, basically, if you touched one of those flags, it's done. It would just disappear. It's the worst
Although
one by a lot.
We know that it is, we know that one's pretty sturdy because Costanza dragged it around the parking lot.
Good point. Yeah. From that standpoint, and Seinfeld, when in doubt, always lean towards Seinfeld. I guess it is somewhat durable, but I think that one's the goofiest looking one by a lot. Oh.
And I guess they can't come up with something different for the NBA one, but it does to me. It always looked like somebody bronzed a garbage can and just welded a ball on the side of it.
On the right. side of it, yeah.
Like the World Cup one kind of has that vibe to it too. It's like gold with basically just a ball that someone was like, just throw a soccer ball in there. I guess like there's no creativity.
Like the guy
at all.
Gave up halfway through. He's like, yeah, just stick a.
Just
you
stick deserve
a ball
a World Cup ring though, Hayes. Why not?
Yeah, that's a comparison that makes a lot of sense. I deserve a World Cup ring because I made the decision that guys who get traded are going to get a ring.
Are you like part? You're part something.
Well, what I said, Ray, and I'd be curious to get your take on this. If you were to win a championship, who would you consider? You know, who helped you along the run more? The guy who got traded at the trade deadline, but when he was here, he played every night, put up big production. Or the guy who never got on the ice, was the 13th forward all year, didn't play once in the playoffs. Like, why does that guy deserve a ring more?
Because he's on the team.
Technically. But he did just as much as the guy that got traded.
That's the stupidest argument. The guy that's on the team does it. Go ahead,
like
Ray.
If you're not there, if you've been traded to Timbuktu... You shouldn't be in the parade.
Yep.
You shouldn't get a ring.
Yep.
You should take a bite of a crap sandwich. I mean, that's what you got.
Yeah, chew on it, too.
Well, it's unfortunate. Valanciunas plays for Memphis, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, you get traded for Marc Gasol.
Yeah, so he's...
I deserve a ring more than him.
So I would assume that Marc Gasol's contributions... are more significant at this time of the year than Valanciunas because he's not wearing his shoes right now.
Clearly.
Exactly. Clearly.
But there are some guys who have been on this Raptor roster all year that have not been anywhere close to the court at any point. I don't know. Maybe none of them deserve rings. Yeah, I guess technically they are. I'm all for everyone getting a ring.
You know who doesn't deserve rings is when you read about that a team made out 153 rings. For the championship, and you're like, half the office staff got them, and the ticket department, you're like, oh man, the player's ring should be, and the team's ring should be secret.
Yeah.
It is their connection.
Yeah.
The one for the office staff and all that, That should be something different. Like, the guys that are in there every day, they deserve this connection that they'll have forever.
And a guy that got traded does not deserve one, period.
No, nothing. The training staff, they deserve the one that the players got. They're the ones that are in there helping, keeping them healthy, looking after everything. But the team, that's who deserves the championship ring, not the fluff around the outside or a guy that plays on a different team.
Well, let's just hope they close here. I mean, we've been putting the cart before the horse.
Hayes wants a 67 ring from the Leafs. Because his dad liked the team.
Will DeRozan get a ring?
Yeah, I don't make the decision. Like, you're yelling at me like I'm Adam Silver, and I made the decision, and I put forth the
I bet role. You DeRozan, Ray, would say no thanks.
Well,
I don't
clearly, he didn't play at all this year.
Yeah, but
the
you're
other guys were a
you
part
said
of
an
the
hour
journey.
Ago he should get one.
No, I didn't.
No, I
Noodles,
think it was the grappler.
Never once did I say not DeRozan
once. Not once.
Deserves
I
one.
I think the grappler got in their ears and said, yeah, DeRozan should.
Anyway.
Yeah, they deserve him.
All right, Ray. Well,
boys, watch the game, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Exactly.
Since we're one day closer to the end of this thing, too. So,
can't
you
wait.
Get
a
ring,
too, Ray.
Yeah, rings for everybody.
Thanks.
That's my stance.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. We'll do it again tomorrow. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle and get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada. Plus, get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com.